It is time for us to take a look at the stories that we've been following along with the Republican American. Ruth Epstein covers our area for the Republican American, and we get together every Monday morning to talk about what's going on. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Yes, we do. I assume you are looking out at the beautiful lit up green this morning.
I give these people who put this together and actually did it so much credit. First of all, it was basically wetted out three times in a row,
right.
but set it up. Has to be well over 1,000.
1,200, actually.
It is the most one of the most beautiful displays I've ever seen. The people that have put pictures up, Brent Colley, when them lit and then circling the Christmas tree and the menorah, and also. They're beautiful, even when they're not lit up, just sitting there by themselves.
Just the little white things. That's the fire department's ambulance squad came up with the idea. Actually, Patricia Chamberlain is a new member and came up with that idea. And they really did. It was supposed to be last weekend, and then it was supposed to be Saturday and kept getting rained out. But finally yesterday, they had a crew out there putting them all out. And these are put out in memory of or in honor of loved ones, and it's amazing. And it's a fundraiser to help out to buy a new ambulance. So it
and at $10 really at $10 remembrance, they made a big chunk of change, and I think that they've done something now that is going to become a tradition.
Yep, yeah, that's what some of the folks were saying yesterday. So enjoy. They are going to be taken down this afternoon. So normally they'd stay up for a little bit longer, but because of all the weather problems, they won't be up as long as they expected, but they are beautiful. Also, in Sharon, the selectmen talked about food trucks this week, and they're considering it. Jessica Kane from Sharon Valley Tavern was there and said it would really be a help to her, and as I'm sure others. Standalone bars cannot open without having food, serving food during this time, so virtually shuts them down. And so the selectmen will be considering an ordinance, something patterned after the one in Canaan, to help out folks and bring some businesses to town. Speaking of businesses, the FFA holiday store at the high school is sold out 1 week early. Business was so brisk that they ran out of trees, which is amazing. So they closed down as of Saturday. Wreaths gone, trees gone, everything just gone. They attribute that probably the market sales to COVID, with people staying home more or more people being up here in the area. And they're very supportive of the community for coming out and the administration and board for allowing it to happen because, as we know, the high school is on distance learning, but they did allow this to take place. So amazing, just amazing.
It really is. It really is amazing. And I think this is the first time this has ever happened.
It's the first time. They've always gone until at least the 23rd of December, and it was bare there Saturday. It was just amazing. They were running out to the field to cut some trees last minute and make wreaths and worked very hard. They all do. So, yes, it was a busy week. We also had the story about Gear, which is coming before the Planning and Zoning Commission in Canaan tonight to seek a special permit application to build a new nursing home. Now, we all know that nursing home for the last 50 years has been sitting there, that brick building on top of the little knoll in Canaan. It's sort of old, and, you know, things are different nowadays in the healthcare business. So they will be coming before the commission tonight with that application. It's going to be built just south of where the current facility is, and we'll be watching and seeing what happens there.
And today there's the community update from Sharon Hospital.
Yes, I wanted to talk just that's 4:30 and it's virtual.
Yep.
Okay, so we can go on and just click on Sharon Hospital, and I'm sure it can. Busy day. We have the doubleheader in Falls Village. And as I said, the Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance, and as I said, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Canaan and the hospital talk at 4:30, going to be real, real busy day today. So. You know,
actually, it's a pretty busy week with meetings from the different towns. There's something really basically going on. I guess just getting it all in before Christmas.
Before Christmas, yeah, this is it. So we're ready to go, ready to sit before the computer.
And also, what was in the Republican American today? The story, first of all, the Kent cell tower being approved by the state of Connecticut Siting
Council. Yep, and there's controversy over that. Yep.
And also, there's a new restaurant in North Canaan. Not a restaurant, but the Berkshire Country Store is coming.
Yes. I have my on my list to talk to Ryan Craig, who runs the one in Norfolk. He was the one who had the same thing in Cornwall, moved to Norfolk, and now he's coming into Pop's old place. So that's great.
And I guess he's going to be open when they do open Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 6 to 2, and that's going to be sometime in January. But he's done a great job. Remember, he was the Four Corners in Cornwall, heading up Mohawk Mountain,
right, and
then went to Norfolk and just did an
outstanding
there. He
lost that lease, and then just he's a young man with a lot of enthusiasm and grit, and so I will be talking to him. Yep, very. Lots going on, as we said, considering it's mid-month.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw all the meat. And the food truck ordinance in Sharon, what's good about it is it will enable Jessica to open back up.
Mm-hmm.
It will allow her once again to rehire her employees. I think it's something that the town can set up where, when, and how. And make sure that during the summer, the other food trucks that might want to come in don't take away business from restaurants that are already there. Dale Jones spoke out highly in favor of it. I hope this passes for Jessica.
Yeah,
because
they're just finishing up the one in Canaan, finalizing it. So once that's done, this probably will go on as well. Just one other thing. The 12 Days of Christmas designs and storefronts in West Cornwall is up and running, and local artists have each done a window for one each day of the 12 days, and they are fabulous. And I would suggest people it's a great way to spend a day or some time this holiday season, since you can't do much else, is to take a walk through West Cornwall. And the Sharon Land Trust has an Adopt-a-Bench program and is inviting people to donate to put benches throughout preserves, again, in memory of loved ones. So.
And the SWASA, going to have their potluck, which is actually a pot pie dinner, but it's going to be pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about it, I think they'll do good this year because you can order it by calling the White Hart or by going into
mm-hmm.
Provisions. And then you'll pick it up on the 17th in between 5 and 8. But if on Thursday you decide, you know what, I want one of those pot pies, you can go in and order it then and there and get it as well. And they're just $25, and every dime of that pot pie dinner goes to benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
And I bet it's delicious, too.
Oh, well, it looks...
Mouth is watering already.
So
yes, as we said, just so much going on. And people are, again, organizations are thinking out of the box and in this time when everything is closed down and doing what they have to do. So things haven't stopped. Things are still moving.
All right, Ruth, I will check with you again next Monday.
Okay, Marshall, have a good week, and are we going to get some snow?
Looks like it.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Find her stories in the paper and at rep-am.com.